From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. It's time now for All Tech Considered. Imagine for a moment that millions and millions of people discover preferable existences in a synthetic reality they enter through a video screen, a world they can tailor to their own taste and where they encounter like-minded individuals. Imagine that they await enhancements of their chosen reality from electronics megacorporations that update their worlds every few years. Science fiction? Well, imagine this. Last Friday, Sony released its PlayStation 4. This Friday, Microsoft releases its Xbox One. And for millions and millions of video gamers, including no doubt many people listening right now, these are hugely important events. Our tech team is devoting the week to gaming, and in a few minutes we'll hear an example of how sophisticated video games have gotten. First, though, how big is the video game market? Who plays and who buys? John Davison has written about gaming for decades. He's currently with Red Robot Labs and joins us now from San Francisco. Hiya.
Hello, how are you?
Fine. And how big is the video game market?
So this year, it'll be a little north of a $20 billion business, which, to put that into some context, movie box offices in 2013 will be a little over $10 billion.
Twice as big as movies, you're saying?
Yep.
According to the Entertainment Software Association, they say 58% of Americans play video games. Do we know how many of them are people who own a console and, you know, put in serious time into doing that? And how many, like me, may play against the free chess app once every few weeks because I can win against this thing that I make so stupid? Yeah.
I mean, it varies. I mean, we know how many of the individual consoles sold. So something like the Xbox 360 and the PlayStation 3 had sold between 70 and 80 million units worldwide. You know, in previous generations of hardware, we'd seen that number go north of 100 million worldwide, and a good percentage of that is in the US. When you start looking at games on your phone, though, there's a game called Candy Crush Saga. They announced last week that they've now been downloaded 500 million times.
These are like Angry Birds kind of numbers that you're talking about. So in that sense, there's a vast population that is familiar with playing games on at least a small screen. And then there still are millions and millions of people who own these consoles.
Yes, very much so. And I think as a business, the games industry has relied on the 18 to 35-year-old guys that are sort of the real core of the audience. And we've seen that expand. And I think as people have grown up with video games, they're introducing their kids to it now. They're introducing their spouses to it. And on the high end of that, I'm sort of past the high end of that now. And, you know, my kids have grown up with video games around them all the time. And I think what we're seeing is that it's gone from being this almost niche part of entertainment to being a real staple of everyone's entertainment diet.
Does the market look so good to Sony or other game developers that they can wait for more kids to grow up and have their own kids and play video games? Or do they need to get older guys like me involved in this for the market to check out?
Ultimately, we want everybody playing. I've been writing about video games for over 20 years, mm-hmm. and you know, it went from being, you know, guys like me and no one else understood what we were talking about if we were out in polite company and people said, well, what do you do? And, you know, everyone would look at you blankly when you said something about video games to now. I think people are aware of the brands, at least. There's still some fear around it.
The scare is my 12-year-old kid is a gangster and in his private life and shooting prostitutes somewhere in a dark alley, that sort of thing.
Right. I think, you know, there's a fear of the unknown like there is with any entertainment. I think one thing that is very encouraging right now is, much like in the movie business, there's a very thriving indie video game development scene. And it's global, and these are small teams of people that are making very experimental and arty games that are pushing the boundaries of what people expect from a video game, and that's really helping draw other people in as well.
Well, John Davison, thanks for talking with us about the video game market.
My pleasure.
John Davison is Director and General Manager of Content and Publishing for Red Robot Labs.